This is Ted Kennedy. Congress and the Bush administration should enact emergency aid programs for the cities. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in the aftermath of the riots in Los Angeles, Congress and the Bush administration are working closely together for a change to fashion a package of summer jobs and other emergency aid to the cities. We should act before summer begins. The recent violence that has torn the fabric of our society will not be easily healed. For too long, we've ignored the warning signs of growing inequality and the widening gap between rich and poor. Extreme wealth and poverty cannot permanently coexist in any society, and certainly not in our democracy. We're all in the same boat, Al. If one end sinks, the other end, for a moment, points to the sky and then sinks to the bottom, too. It is small comfort to the few who are well off that they seem in recent years to be rising towards the sky.
Nice try there, Ted, but no sail rung up. The truth is, under the Reagan and Bush White Houses, the middle class has grown faster than any other segment of society. This boat has most of its weight right in the middle. Sound familiar to you, pal? Ted, all Americans share the common goals of equal opportunity, advancement, and upward mobility. And now is the time to set aside the old tired ideas of welfare and dependency and to act swiftly to guarantee a future where people are safe, children can learn, and jobs can be had. Our fine president's proposal is a radical break from the failed past. It is based on bedrock American values, personal responsibility, work, and family. As Abraham Lincoln once said, it is time to think and act anew. And that means you too, Ted. Your driving of the dull wedge of class warfare between the rich and the poor has not helped one poor soul in this land. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on finally passing enterprise zone legislation. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.